So I'm going to be quite quiet here because I'm on a hunt for the hedge pigs or hedgehogs, and I've come to a secret location in Cambridge just behind Cherry Hinton Hall, and I'm on the lookout for hedgehog holes. All will be revealed in just a few moments' time. Oh, hello there. Hello. What's your name?
My name's Jenny, one of the trustees of Cambridge Hedgehogs.
Well, what a coincidence. I've bumped into you whilst on a hedgehog hunt in Cambridge.
Okay. That is a coincidence, yes.
What are we on the lookout for?
Well, I'm looking for hedgehog holes.
Are they holes made by hedgehogs?
No, they're holes made deliberately into fences so that hedgehogs have better accessibility to all the surrounding areas. So they're usually drilled into wood or they can be drilled into concrete.
How big does a hedgehog hole have to be?
About the size of a CD.
What's one of them?
Yeah.
And just having a look around us, we've come up the path, which is a concrete path. On one side, we've got hedgerows and there's big trees. No need for hedgehog holes over that side?
No, because it's all open, it's lovely, so they've got plenty of access.
Over this side though, I see bricks, I see tiles, that means housing.
Yes, now that's not necessarily a bad thing because people there may put out a dish of water for them or some food, meaty cat or dog food.
No milk, no bread?
No milk, no bread, no. They're lactose intolerant, it will make them quite sick.
You don't want to see that in your back garden. So just having a wander along here, there is a really beautiful brand new fence. Hang on a minute. What's that? Is that in the corner? Is that one of them?
That's a hedgehog hole, yes.
Goes both ways, does it?
It does, yes. They can go in and out.
Why do you have to put hedgehog holes right next door to all these nettles?
They will grow up and hedgehogs like the cover. There will be beetles and bugs for them to eat.
That sounds like a picnic.
Yeah, well, not for us.
Well, let's go and have a look. So we're going to go through all... Oh, every time I come out, I always forget to bring my safety sandals because I'm just on open-toed sandals and shorts and there's stinging nettles everywhere. Oh, hang on. There's barbed wire as well. Now, this is the scourge of the hedgehog, isn't it? It's...
solid fence.
Both sides.
Both sides. But we have a nice gap under the gate, so a hedgehog can still get in there.
I've just noticed you're wearing hedgehog earrings.
Yes.
Then you walk along here, another gap under there.
Yeah.
Some chain link chicken wire fence.
Yes.
Hedge pig get under that?
No. I mean, it might get under, but it would get caught in this one because it's too close to the ground. Oh. Worse is netting.
Netting. We don't want netting. Netting
no,
is bad.
Netting.
There's also brambles everywhere. Aha! Look at that. This is like a fairy door, Jenny.
It is, but it's called a hedgehog highway. We can see the hole that is about the size of a CD, and beside it there's a green sign that says hedgehog highway. Please keep this hole open.
So that's not a sign for the hedgehogs, that's a sign for us.
That's a sign for us, so that nobody blocks it up in years to come and thinks, what on earth is that hole there for? It's great here because it provides a link from this pathway to lots of undergrowth. But ideally, we want to see these in every garden so that hedgehogs can travel without going on the road, without getting injured, forage for enough food and meet a mate. We want lots of gardens to link up safely.